Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox talking to you live on March 2nd, 2014 from Ohio. And I want to really do a wonderful shout out to some wonderful friends. We had a wonderful Akashic Records workshop today. And I have had folks in from Idaho, Arkansas, and also Akron, Kent, and Ravenna as well, or maybe it's Medina, and Cleveland. So we had a wonderful group of folks, learned a lot. It was very, very powerful. And the synergies of how everybody got to the class were beautiful. I mean, it's like spirit, we're on this wonderful playboard, if you will, and spirit says, now if I put her over here and I put him over here, let's see what happens. And if I put her over here and her over here, let's see what happens. And so it's like we're on this wonderful game board, and what we realized is it's all meant to be. You know, I mean, it's not just coincidence. It's about really living our life's purpose and really opening our hearts and allowing our synchronicities to flow. And so it's really super. And if you've never, if you're listening for the first time, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what we do is we talk on the program, Akashic Wisdom, we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about how you can use the Akashic Records in every area of your life. And if you've ever heard of Edgar Cayce, Edgar Cayce accessed the Akashic Records through trance. I have learned and I teach people how to access the Akashic Records through consciously. And what that means is that I access the records with a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key, and it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And you can ask questions of the Akashic Records. Now remember, the Akashic Records are like a divine Google. They're a search engine. And the more specific the question, the better the answer. So you can go ahead and ask questions about your life, why certain things have happened in your life, why people, certain people are in your life. You can use the Akashic Records to create a business plan. You can create the Akashic Records energy to create a promotional plan. You can ask the Akashic Records to help you understand what some of your core issues are that are possibly preventing you or hampering you in being all that you could be. One of the things the Akashic Records won't do are tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So that's something that you really want to be aware of. And so you can certainly call in and you can talk to us or talk to me, and I'm going to bring forth information for you from the Akashic Records, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And that's going to be important to you because I'm not interpreting what the information is. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm receiving. And I receive it consciously. So if you were sitting across from me, you would see that my eyes are wide open. I'm in full personality. And I do these consultations over the telephone as well as I do the consultations just about any place, in other words, like in person. But I talk to people, again, all over the country and all over the world. Now, if you're looking at bbsradio.com right now, you're probably still seeing Brooks Agnew's picture, but my picture hopefully will be going up there a little bit shortly. I'm not sure why it's not, and you'll have a chance to take a look at it. and take a look at what's going on with Akashic Records. So today we did a level one Akashic Records workshop here in Akron, Ohio. And what that means is that the folks attending the workshop, they learned how to access their own Akashic Records consciously. And we did a variety of different exercises to help them really anchor that information. If you would like to know more about it, or if you have anything you would like to ask, you can certainly call in tonight. And if you're in the United States or Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. So, or you can even email me a question. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, because I'll be checking my email. So I wanted to give a wonderful shout out to Christine and Connie and Tony and Shantara and Denitra, and really say thank you for coming to this wonderful program. And for those people who are in the Minneapolis area, I'm going to be doing a level one Akashic Records workshop on March 17th and 18th. And in fact, I'm going to be on the Edge show with Doug and Kathy, and that's next Sunday. And what it's going to be, that's Central Time. So I'm going to be on, I think, from 7:30 to 8:30 or 7 to 8 on the second Sunday of the month. That's next Sunday. So I'm going to be on that show at Central Time. So if you're in Eastern, it's an hour later. And if you're in Mountain, it's an hour earlier. And if you're in Central, it's an hour earlier than Eastern, and you can adjust, right? So you would go to Blog Talk Radio, and you could look up, you would search for The Edge or theedgemagazine.net, and that's, you're going to go to their website, which is edgemagazine.net, and they The Edge Magazine is a newspaper that comes out of Minneapolis, and they have holistic shows twice a year, and they also have this program, and they have their newspaper both online and hard copy. And I have been a fan of The Edge for many, many years, and I have been going back and forth to Minneapolis for a long time. I haven't been there for about 4 years right now, probably by maybe even 5 or 6 years, actually. It's been a while. But I've been going to Minneapolis since 2000, the year 2000, so quite a while. I've got a following there, and so happy to be going to be on the Edge Talk Radio show with Doug Crandall and Kathy Jacobson. So you can, again, search that on Blog Talk Radio, On the Edge with Doug and Kathy, or you can just do Edge Talk Radio, and it will help you on, you can tune in at that point. So, and again, I don't know if that's a call-in talk show, but I know you are listening to a call-in talk show, and that's great. Some of the things that we talked about today in class were how to step into your greatness. And each person got a little bit, well, they got their own life plans, if you will, and information of how they can step into their greatness. Some of the questions that came forward to ask, and when I teach an Akashic Records workshop, I teach directly from the records. And again, it's all conscious. And people understand, they learn how to access their own records, and we have various exercises that come through the records for people to journal. And so the series of questions today, first, we're about defining how does your personality define joy? How does your soul define joy? And how can you experience more of it in your life? Because there's a definite difference between the way the personality looks at life and reacts to life and processes life. And then there's our soul's information that processes our life in a different way. And I know that, you know, some people have experienced having their personality and soul kind of be in conflict because the personality wants one thing and the soul is asking the personality to just be patient. So, or whatever instructions the soul gives. So when you're asking for a definition of something, it's always helpful to ask the definition from your personality's aspect or viewpoint, and then from your soul's viewpoint. And they can be very different. And then the questioning went on to help or ask how the individual could best work with their inner child. And what we have found out is that the inner child concept is not psychobabble. The inner child concept is a part of the layers or levels that we have of being human. And that part of you that is the inner child is still holding the beliefs and the attitudes that were imposed on you, that were overlaid with you by your parents or grandparents or schools or whatever was meaningful in your young life. And those beliefs and attitudes can actually prevent you in many cases from moving forward or taking a chance on being an entrepreneur or taking a chance on listening to spirit about things. And so it's really about becoming close to and conversant with your inner child. Because when you become conversant with your inner child, you have a much better opportunity to find out what your core issues are about trust, about limiting beliefs, about what you believe about money, what you believe about sex, success, or what you believe about sex, if that's true too. So the idea here is that getting to know your inner child is a very, very important thing. And then we went on to talk about and ask, these were exercises. So the attendees, what they did is they opened their records, their Akashic records, and then they asked for information by these questions. And these questions were given as a part of an exercise from the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones to the people who were attending the workshop. And these questions can be very profound. And what the attendees did find is that they were connecting with a deeper part, an all-knowing part that gave them insight that they had never thought of before. And so it was quite beneficial to them. And the questions went on to ask, how can I partner? I think it was, what action steps can I take to partner with the divine? Or what do I need to know about partnering with the divine? And information also came forward. Now, I'm not sharing the information that came forward because it was individual information, although they did share it. It's not my it's not within the realm of the integrity of the workshop to tell you what they received. However, I am telling you about the questions that were received so that if you want to work on your own, even without knowing how to access your own Akashic records, you can go to your higher self or move into a meditation to ask those questions to see what kind of answers you get. And this would be very helpful. Now, I do want to share with you that if you would like to call in and ask your own questions about what the Akashic records have to say about your life, you can certainly do that. And you can do that if you go to, I'm going to get you the right number. It's coming back up. And it, again, you want to look on station 2. That's probably where you're at. And so you would dial, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you would dial 888. Let me get there. Okay. 888-429-5471. Or you could dial in 530-763-1594. And you can ask your own questions tonight on the radio. And then after those questions that we were just talking about earlier, they did ask the question of how can I best work with my inner child? We talked about that. Or what does my inner child need from me? And we went on to discuss all of the different answers. And then the other thing we did is we asked, the next question is, show me what it would feel like to work in my right livelihood. Show me what it would feel like to work in my right livelihood. And then after the whole idea is to, when you ask a question like that, it's really about moving into your center and first allowing yourself to feel. So whether you're trying to make a decision on something, but you ask, show me what it would feel like if I were to, or show me what it would feel like to work in my right livelihood. And you really want to get a solid feeling. And once you get that solid feeling, the next question you want to ask is, what would it look like to work in my right livelihood? What would it look like to work in my right livelihood? And if you can, you want to journal all this. You want to describe what your feeling was like. You want to describe what you're seeing, what vision they're giving you of what it would look like. And so that's what we really want you to take a look at and feel. And the very last question was, please give me some action steps to create my life, my right livelihood, and be financially free. Because on planet Earth, the energy of money is very strong, and we need dollars to be able to move forward in what we truly want and to survive. Although we have barter systems, we are not 100% barter yet. And so until we get there, we're going to need dollars and energy to exchange, the dollars for the energy exchange. So that's what happened in our class today. We also did some creativity work where we created a story or a poem or a song or a picture through the Akashic Records. And we also did an exercise that asked the record keepers to show me how I can best heal my relationship with, and it's a fill in the blank. Now, this particular exercise is not about trying to manipulate someone else. It's not about asking how you can make somebody else feel. It's not about anybody else but you. And it has to do with you healing, you forgiving, you neutralizing whatever it is that you have not or need to look at as from a forgiving point of view. Because even though you forgive, you may not get that wonderful reciprocal kind of feeling. But it's not about anybody else but you. Because if, in fact, you truly heal your relationship with someone, you'll want nothing from them. And you'll only want to be able to send and give love. Now, I have a sense there's some folks out there that would like to call in, and we'd love to have you call in. And again, the phone number here to call in is 888-429-5471. And that's if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. We're not going to be on the radio long tonight. So if you have any questions or you have any comments, I would recommend that you go ahead and dial in. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. So, there's a book out there. It's called How to Love for No Reason, and I highly recommend that book if you're looking how to love yourself as well as love other people. And I really think that that's a great book. Also, there's a book by Arnold Patton called You Can Have It All. Those are great books. And I do want to mention about being on the Edge talk show with Doug and Kathy on March 9th. And it starts at 6 and it goes till 8. And I think I'm going to be on from 7 to 7:30 or 6:30 to 7:30. I'm not exactly sure. I've got to look at my forms, but you can find it at blogtalkradio.com, and you can, in the search of Blog Talk Radio, if you put in Edge Talk Radio, you'll find it. Again, that's Sunday, March 9th, 2014, and they're on every Sunday. And they talk about lots of different subjects. And I think we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. It's me, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I have a question. Something happened over Christmas, and I just wanted to get some feedback if I could.
Okay. Can you talk a little louder? You sound really soft. I can hardly hear you.
See, I've got the phone up high, so
okay.
I'll speak up.
So what happened?
All right. Well, I was home for Christmas, and there's a skylight in my mother's house, and there was a fresh snow, and it looked to me as though there was an imprint, believe it or not, of a lion's face in the skylight.
Okay.
I'd never had anything like that happen before. So I don't even know if that was true or not, but I got back to Colorado, and the very next week on BBS Radio on a different program, there's James Gilliland. He has a radio program on Saturday nights on Station 1 called As You Wish.
Uh-huh.
He had a guest on, and he said, okay, we're signing off. But they did not sign off. It was a mistake, but they kept talking just like it was a regular interview. And James happened to mention to his guest, have you still had any encounters with those lion beings?
Oh,
and I
wow.
I thought the synchronicity was exactly. So I thought,
right.
Oh, my God, something is going on here. So he doesn't have call-ins very often, but the very next week he did.
Uh-huh.
And I was the only one who got on, and I asked him if he was empathic, and he said he was, and I asked him if he read anything into that. And he said he did, but he didn't give me any information. He just asked me what I thought of it, and I just said I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And but he said that I have some sort of a connection to it, and for me to go ahead and try to meditate on it to get information, and I tried, but I haven't been able to get anything.
So the skylight, it was the image in snow.
Yeah,
was
it was kind of
pressed against the.
It looked to me like it was a lion's face pressed into the snow, and I just looked at it and I just kind of like shook my head like, I have no idea what that is. Am I really seeing this? And then I heard that the next week, and I thought, well, I have to call in.
Too bad you
didn't
take a picture of it.
Well, I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of it. It was just like, I was just stunned, of course, you might imagine.
Sure, that's interesting. So, so what I'm hearing is it wasn't a being that shoved their face in the snow so much as it was, they etched it in snow just to kind of catch your attention.
Oh, yeah, they got it.
And that what I'm hearing, it has to do with your own personal power. And so that it's going to be important in order for you to be able to really catch an understanding of what you saw is to go in and meditate on your own personal power what you really believe or what you're willing to stand up for in when it comes to the off-planet beings.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean? Stand up for means that you are willing to be open to receiving information from off-planet beings. It means that you're willing to welcome off-planet beings into your field of consciousness. It has to do with moving forward to really experiencing situations that could benefit humanity that you can relate.
Okay.
So you have to make a decision. I'm sorry, what?
If I do go ahead and say, all right, I would like to go ahead and do it, or I would be open to do this.
Uh-huh.
And these things do come through, then what? I mean,
well, wait and see.
It's
what
just
happens.
Not for me,
right.
Obviously.
Say again?
It's just not for me, obviously, to have experiences. I need
it's
to do
to help,
something
it's
after.
It's for you to have the experiences and relate to verify the truth of it all.
Okay, but then it would only be for me. That seems kind of just one off. It doesn't seem to do anything to help.
You're missing the point. The point is,
okay, what is the point?
If you're able to, if you're open to receiving that information and being a part of verifying that you've had experiences with off-planet beings by documenting, taking pictures, and writing down what you experienced, it's a way of standing up for the off-planet beings, not only being here, but also in communicating important messages to the Earth.
That's what I was getting to. How would I, there would be a next step after I open myself up to this then.
Well, sure. And it could
okay.
be in blogging, it could be in emailing friends, it could be starting a website, it could be sharing with people, but it would not be asking questions about whether it happened or not. It would be knowing and accepting that knowing and sharing
exactly.
what happened and et cetera. In other words, like, instead of wondering if you're right, knowing you're right. Do you understand the difference?
All right. Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. you have had these experiences yourself of one degree or another.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, not necessarily. Some off-planet information, yes. Not constant, but yes.
Well, I wouldn't, I mean, you know, I would have some degree of control on this. I mean, I'm not, I guess, I've had experiences, obviously, in the past. And when they came through, like, really clear, they're frightening. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's like a vibrational thing.
Uh-huh.
Would it get easier, in other words, if I go ahead and say, all right, or would it? There always be that intense, I can't
You're
explain it,
fear.
Really.
That's one of the reasons why it's not happening more often. What are you afraid of?
Okay, so I am lessening that then, right?
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
I don't really know. It's the... It really is a vibrational thing. It's an experiential thing that I can't really explain. You'd have to be able to have the experience, from my perspective at least, to understand it.
So when that
I
happens
can't really
and you're
convey
feeling
it so much.
Fearful, you have to express that and ask them to neutralize it.
Okay, so just, all right, I won't even ask you, but I understand. But it seems like... the last time it happened, like, direct. Now, this last one, that was not direct. That was indirect, so that didn't really threaten me. I saw it, but I wasn't quite certain. And then when I got the synchronicity, that was confirmation, because obviously that was just too much. But in the past, I did get fearful, and they shut it off.
Right.
It seemed to me. Okay. So if it's too much, they'll shut it off then, right?
Yeah, but you don't want them to shut it off. You want to ask them to neutralize your fear and not shut off their communication. Do you see the difference?
Okay. Yes. So I could preemptively say, okay, because that was fine to me, this lion being with imprint, because that was totally, I've never even heard of anything like that in my entire life, let alone experienced it. But it didn't frighten me at all. Now, James had said to me that I had some sort of a direct or a galactic historical connection to the lion beings, and he said something about Sirius. Does the records have anything about that? Or
you're not ready to hear that yet.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not.
No.
I'm not afraid
of the fear
of
being connected.
No, I'm not afraid of that at all, because I've heard of galactic histories. It's just that if it's unimportant, because I don't really feel the connection. But he has said it, so I figured.
Is that you've had a lot of experience. You've called in quite a few times with it, wanting to understand more experiences. And what I'm hearing is that it's really going to be important that you start taking control in the fact of if you are in the midst of an experience or you happen to have an experience, that you have to communicate with what's in front of you so that you understand firsthand, why are you contacting me, what can I do, how can I serve you, it's that kind of thing. It's like, what can I, what can I do to help you now? But only do that if you have a feeling of goodness. In other words, like the idea is, if you say, look, this is, I don't like the way this feels, can you please, neutralize the fear I'm having? And if it doesn't go away, then just ask them to stop it. If it's a loving being that's coming forward, they can actually help you feel better. But if it's a negative situation, then your spider sense, if you will, is just going to go off, and you can just ask them to go away.
All right. And another question I have is that, could I accidentally or be unaware of and actually harm any of them by? Because I had an experience a couple of years ago. It was very strange. I was just walking down the street very early in the morning. There was a snowfall. There were two people shoveling snow. And I was just going to say hello, but they kind of turned away. And there was no one on. It was very, very early in the morning, and I hardly ever would see anybody. And I thought, okay, well, they're either shy or maybe they were illegal aliens or whatever. So I just walked by. I didn't say anything. About two houses down, there is a garage, and it has an automatic light. If you break the electric whatever, it turns on. And I knew exactly where this light would go on, exactly where my footfall would be. And as soon as my footfall was there, I would kind of playfully shoot at the light, and it would turn on. As soon as I did that, it seemed as though I was walking through an energy field. It's very strange. It was almost like a heat wave, if you know that from the summer. And it seemed to me as though there was an audible scream behind me, like a scream, like a pained scream. And I could feel like about, I don't know how many different beings, shorter, smaller, thin ones behind me. I felt no fear, but I don't know if they were afraid of what had happened with this energy beam from the light, or I don't know what the heck happened, but it seemed like somebody got injured, and I felt bad. And I had absolutely no idea what was going on until it actually happened. But I was able to walk through without any fear, but it seems as though something had happened. There was some sort of a interdimensional thing going on there or something. I have no idea what that was about. Was anybody, any being injured, or what happened there exactly?
No, I'm not getting anything on it. I think I'm hearing no one was hurt. It was okay.
But okay.
I'm not getting anything on it.
Okay. Because that was
there's
the strange thing,
that,
and I just want...
Yeah, I'm not getting anything on it. So
I just wanted to make certain that I can't...
You didn't hurt anybody, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I don't want to step into places and not know what the heck is going on and somehow do some sort of damage. In other words, these beings, if they contact me, they would have more information than I could possibly know or something like that, where
absolutely,
they're not going to get
they
injured.
Know what they're doing. That's why they wouldn't be contacting you.
Okay, good deal. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a problem.
All right. I guess
that
answered my question.
Does that clear some stuff up for you?
Yeah.
Good.
So if I... one other thing. Is there a practice or something that I could do? Because I put out the intention before I go to sleep to try to make some sort of connection. And is there a practice that they can suggest?
Um, what they're suggesting is that you when you go to sleep, you go deep into gratitude for all that you have, and to surround yourself with light.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because wherever you go or whatever contact you make, you want it to be a light-filled contact.
All right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could build up to this, in other words, until
yep.
the point that I feel very comfortable, right?
Right. And again, you want to be able to put your intention out there that you want to be in contact with only light-filled beings.
All right.
See? And so then the more you feel confident with that, the better off you're going to be.
Exactly. I'm not looking to have any bad experiences. So.
Of course not. You want to be able to be of service to the light.
Right. Okay, well, once I have that, I would imagine the next step would be whatever comes.
whatever shows up for you. In other words, like, don't assume that you know what the next step is until it shows up.
Oh, well, I have no idea what's going to come next.
Exactly. And don't worry about it.
No.
Because there's nothing you can't, because what the information will be presented to you.
Okay, good.
Is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that you said you wanted to go ahead and have a shorter program tonight, so.
No, I like to have, if people don't call in, then I have a shorter program because it's the people who call in that make it rich. And so I'm really glad you called in. So I'm glad we were able to help you.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you listened. Thank you for being a loyal listener.
Oh, yeah. So, but James did say something about the lion beans. Now, that you said that was some sort of a projection or something about me, but he said something about lion beans. Now, just out of curiosity, was his information correct, something about Syrian beans, lion beans?
Yeah, there are beings from Sirius that look lion-like, huh?
Okay.
Absolutely. There's a lot of
beings
from not only Sirius, but Orion and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's different, you know, the Pleiades and, you know, just because we look human doesn't mean that every other being in the universe looks just like us, you know, so...
Yeah, okay, now I just remembered, when I was a little... kid, a child, like a toddler, I had like open vision or like vision where I could see these beings or different beings.
Uh-huh.
And there were some really, really dark ones that were around a lot.
Dark in color, you mean?
Yeah, they were almost like gray, dark beings.
Uh-huh. Did it feel bad?
Well, I was terrified. I was a child.
Okay.
Now, I know that beans look scary, even though they may not be scary. Do you get any rain
right.
on who they were or what they were, if they were not
I'm not getting anything bad, you know, came to you.
No. They seemed very... very timid, but at the same time I was terrified because I could see them.
Well, sure. But I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting anything on it. I'm just there.
No.
You know, they're just, and there was like, it's really, what I'm hearing is that they started coming to you because you were open and the innocence of a child was open. You know, your innocence. They were just observing. That's all I'm getting.
Yeah. Okay. And then there were some other light beings. There were a lot of them around, and there were some other light beings, but they seemed, I don't know what they seemed almost, I don't know, I can't explain, almost kind of cocky or something. I don't know what, but they were hanging out a little bit further away looking, kind of like, oh, what's up with this guy or something like that. Do you
well,
get anything
again,
out of those guys?
But you have to understand that off-planet beings come in and observe us all the time. Some people can see them. Some people can't. Sometimes they want to be seen, and when they don't want to be seen, they're not going to be seen.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it's like it's encounters like that. Of course, you're as a child. There's nothing, and there was like all you can do is kind of look back. But the idea here is that they they're observing for a reason, and some want to do more than observe, and others are just happy to kind of gain vibrational information. But I'm not getting anything bad happened at all.
No. And then I had a different question, and it has nothing to do with aliens. It had to do with a small child that used to play across the street. She was deaf, and we seemed to be drawn to her. All of us did. We just loved her. Like, we couldn't get enough of this girl. We just loved her. And she ended up getting hit by a car and killed as a toddler, as a kid. And I was wondering if there was anything special about her, because we just seemed to love her so much.
Well, I can't open up anybody else's records
without
their permission.
Oh, okay, right.
And I can't open up the records of somebody who's no longer on the planet.
Okay, yeah.
So, if you my suggestion is to send this wonderful being light if you were drawn to her, and just to send her light even now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Because if you were drawn to her because she helped you feel comfortable or you liked her, then...
Oh, all of us did. We just loved her. It seemed like there was something special about her that we just loved.
Then just send her light and say thank you, because helped you guys, the kids, open their hearts.
That was great. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, thank you very much, Don. I'll let you go.
Well, thank you for calling, Bob. I'm glad you did, and I hope it was helpful, and always like to hear from you. So, and I hope that you can work on opening your heart so that when the beings come, and they can actually communicate with you so you have more information and you can feel good about it.
You bet.
Okay, kiddo.
Okay, thank you very much.
You take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are, again, at the end of our show. But, again, I do want to ask you to suggest that you listen to the Edge Talk Radio that's out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that's next Sunday. I'm going to be on the radio with you guys as well, but this is different. They will be interviewing me. And it's always fun to be interviewed because you never know what they're going to ask and how the master's teachers and loved ones are going to answer. So again, tune into Blog Talk Radio and search for the Edge Talk Radio show, and we'll be talking. I'm so sorry. I started coughing. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and thank you so much for your great energy. And thank you for all those folks who participated in the workshop today. So I'm going to close the records of the show, and I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And we ask that all the beings of light that are listening in, we ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, 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 The records are now closed if you'll join me in saying amen. Thank you, and good night, everybody. Have a miracle-filled week, and you'll get to talk with me twice next week. All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.